This conference will now be recorded.
All right, so it's Tuesday, February 9th at 5:45 p.m. and we will start our virtual go-to meeting for the Labor Committee. Present, we have council members O'Brien, Ask, Butterfield, and Davis. Also in attendance are HR Director Beckman, Administrator Grommets, IT Director Ross Smeeby, Chief Jim Felt, Mayor Marv Calvin, Finance Director Steve Okins, and Sean Christensen from Public Works. And let's see, the first topic we have is the forensic analyst position. Samantha, do you want to explain it?
I'll defer to Jim on this one, actually.
All right, thank you, Chair Davis and members of the committee. Item before you tonight for consideration is the addition of a full-time forensic technology analyst to the Willmar Police Department. I can give a little bit of history on it. The Willmar Police Department on a part-time basis has had members of the IT staff from the city of Willmar do some forensic analysis for us over the past several years. Most of the forensic analysis involves cell phone data, computer data, and it varies in everything, different types of crimes, from property crimes to human trafficking to sex assaults, homicides, harassment, all that type of thing. Up to this point, it's been done on a part-time basis. We're seeing an increased need as time goes on, both with technology, the types of technology that need to be analyzed, the expectations of the courts, and also computer-related crime and that type of thing that is best served by forensic analysis. Until recently, the only option we had for forensic analysis was to send devices to the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. Even in the most serious of cases, it would sometimes be several months before we would get the information back for any type of follow-up investigation or charging decisions by the prosecution. By doing that forensic analysis locally through the city IT, we've been able to process cases and sometimes in a matter of hours, or get the information needed in a matter of hours or days. It's greatly sped up cases. It's actually been used in a few cases for missing persons that has led to the prompt finding of the person, where we wouldn't have been able to do that through the BCA before. The item before you tonight is a consideration of, right now this has been done on a part-time basis. We would like to see if the addition of a full-time person for this position as a forensic technology analyst. I won't read all the information to you that's in your packet, and I know it's lengthy, but we included a job description that was put together along with some information on past Willmar Police Department cases, different technology that the police department utilizes, and the assistance that could be provided there. One thing to note is that this isn't a position that we crafted just for the analysis of cell phones and computers, but also somebody that could take care of the general technology needs of the Willmar Police Department. And speaking with the IT staff, we're very heavy users of that. Having about 40 employees, we've got mobile computers, desktop computers, all of our cell phones are issued to officers and used for different investigations. We have drones, we've got a robot, we've got the different surveillance systems for both covert and special event type things that they manage for us. And we're a huge user of IT's services. So this position would also manage our services out here and take some burden off of the regular IT staff. So if you want, I could kind of talk about a few. I don't mean to ramble here if anybody has any questions, but just a few times that having our own forensic IT person has proved most effective. In 2018, there was a missing person where it was a juvenile that was believed to be suicidal that IT technician responded right to the scene, was able to get some information off of that person's cell phone, and led to their safe recovery. They were unhurt. In 2018, there was an armed robbery on Southeast Wilmer from a business. Our local IT here was able to examine a cell phone that from a suspect, and was able to find that this person gave inconsistent statements and said he was not in the area. With that cell phone, was able to determine that his cell phone had attempted to hook up with a Wi-Fi at the business. So that showed that he was there, led to a successful prosecution of that person for armed robbery. Probably one of the biggest ones is 2019. There was a possession of child pornography case where search warrant was done on an electronic device. It was checked here in by local IT for images and other evidence. Through extra work of the IT technician that helped us, was able to not only find those images and things on the device, but was able to match some images to some Skype images showing that this person not only possessed child pornography, but was producing it and sending it out to other people. With that, the FBI took the case. The federal prosecutors took the case after that. And instead of being a local state charge, went a federal charge where that person was sentenced to 20 years in federal prison, 20 years of probation after that, and $78,000 fine. So that, by doing it locally and the extra time put into it, paid off immensely there. Several different sexual assaults investigations have been done, but one of note was in 2019. Forensic IT helped out with a case where he was able to retrieve a surveillance video from an apartment that exonerated the person that was accused of the sexual assault, showed that he was not involved in it. So it's not only about catching bad guys, but also clearing people that may be wrongfully accused here. In 2020, the forensic IT here helped out with human trafficking operations. We had some operations where we had decoys using social media and individuals coming here to solicit prostitution. And there were about 40 people that were arrested. A majority of them were misdemeanor offenses, but there were also possessions of firearms and drugs involved in that too. So that that proved very beneficial. We have various cases that are referred to us by the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Some are still in progress right now. That so for curbing or finding people involved in child pornography cases is a high priority. In both 2020 and 2021, analyzing some cell phones here, we were able to determine that there were some known felons that were not only possessing but shooting firearms, which is a violation. By analysis of those cell phones, they were able to get GPS data on there as to where they were shooting the guns. So the prosecutors are able to go forward with charges on that. Part of the charge for that is knowing what county or what area it happened in, so it can be prosecuted. Yes, Mr. Gramitz, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jim, I think essentially our past history has been this is an essential service of the police department. We've instituted funding of hardware and software and training. So the focus isn't necessarily on, I think, the importance of doing the work. I think it should be on the question about should it be a full-time position over its current part-time status found within IT. And so maybe you want to speak to the need for full-time and in the police department, because I think we all know that the actual duties that this person does, whether they're part-time or full-time, are very important to law enforcement, because they do the things that you've talked about. So maybe you could expound on those two areas.
I have a question for Chief Felt.
Go ahead.
Chief Felt, without the position of the analysis, the position we're speaking of, you pretty much have to rely on BCA for a lot of the things that we're talking about. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We do.
Okay, and the BCA obviously are very, very busy these times, and you have to wait sometimes a lengthy time to get your cases taken care of because of the waiting time, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I think the idea of having a full-time position kind of follows what we just talked about, and follows what the chief has just talked about, what I just brought up, is that the police department has to sit and wait for the BCA. If this is a half-time position, or the way it's set up right now, I mean, I believe that our IT right now, Mr. Smeeby, is working with other agencies as well as our PD. He works for the SO. He's worked for the BCA, because they're so busy they can't help themselves, and as well as the FBI. So, I mean, I see no indication at all why we shouldn't look at this as a full-time position.
Councillor Ask.
Chief Felt, could you speak to, I know in the paperwork before us, it speaks to that neighboring communities have reached out to your department requesting assistance in the past, and that we perhaps would be able to say yes more frequently and bill them accordingly in the future. Any idea, you know, about how often that would take place, what kind of cases that they would have time to do, what things they like might have to say no to? I imagine that, you know, some requests probably take a few hours to fill, and others would take days, perhaps even weeks. Just trying to understand that better. I'm totally supportive of the idea.
Thank you. And I apologize for my lengthy sales pitch there, but I'll get back on track. Yes, you know, right now, I know in 2021, there have probably been, Ross could probably give me a thumbs up or down, I think there's probably been at least three other agencies that approached Woolmer Police Department about having forensic analysis done just in 2021 on different devices they have. And I believe they've all been turned down just because we're so busy right now. And by we, I mean, you know, our IT person doing IT technology things right now for analysis. In past years, as Councilmember O'Brien said, the police department here has assisted the BCA in a couple cases, the FBI, also neighboring sheriff's departments, the C6 Drug Task Force, and some of those. So. As far as billing, when time allows, right now, as you all know, there's that homicide investigation from 4th Street Southwest that's ongoing. So basically everything has kind of been put on hold except for Woolmer Police Department work. And right now that's probably running, the homicide is priority, but with the other work, we're probably about 4 to 4 weeks behind at minimum. But I would predict that, you know, these other agencies that have approached us would continue to do so, because instead of probably like a 5 or 6 month turnaround time for the data that they need, it could probably be done in a matter of, you know, hours, weeks, or a month here. And we do have it set up in the billing schedule for the police department that any outside forensic IT needs are it's charged out at $60 an hour plus. If they need any, like an external hard drive or something special like that for storage, the cost of that. So, does that answer your question?
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that.
Mr. Grommans?
Yeah, I just want to highlight some information that Chief Felt put in the car, and that was, you know, currently, there's about 1,300 hours of IT work for all the laptops and, you know, all the other electronics that occur at the PD, as the car specifies, and then roughly 500 to 700 hours of of additional forensic analyst type activity. And I guess I'm just, you know, I'm doing the math in my head, and when you add 700 and 1300, that's 2000 hours. That's one full-time position, and I don't know how many other cities we're going to be able to do on top of the normal workload. Okay, there was anticipated that we could maybe do 25% more activities over a period of 5 years, kind of a thing. But now we're at 125%. Okay, so if in fact these numbers are rough estimates or fairly close to being true, it looks like we already have a full-time position. And since we're already doing 500 hours, if something is being overloaded on our end, we're still going to rely upon the BCA to do those other things that we can't get to. And so I'm just looking at the FTE, the 2,080 hours in a year, and it just, to me, if the numbers are correct, there's already a full-time position out there, much less adding on other communities. So I'm not sure how that all works, and that's I guess between the chief and IT, but the numbers reflect what they reflect.
And I'm wondering, in our packet I didn't see any financial information. Like, how is this in the budget for us this year? Mr. Grommets?
Chairman Davis, the position was not included in the 2021 budget, but given the fact that we've, in all likelihood, wouldn't start this position until, mid-year-ish, so we're talking about half of the cost, which is roughly $50,000 at that point. And then you've got some positions that normally through retirements and then replacing them takes about a month. I think within the department itself, it probably has the ability to absorb a $50,000 increase in payroll just because of all the things that happen within a 40-person department. Nobody works, nonstop, 40 people, 2,080 hours a year. There's always some holes in that schedule. And I think having discussed this with Mr. Elkins and Ms. Beckman, that the department could absorb that cost if it was like for half a year without too much difficulty. So that's the conclusion we came to. And I don't know that we need to say it's coming out of payroll. I don't know that we would be able to give you any more than that, but other than just our expectations are that in that larger of a department, there's always positions that that don't necessarily consume every dollar of their allocation in one complete year.
And Ross, I'm wondering what percentage of your IT time would you say you spend at the police department?
That's well over 50%, I'd say, including myself and the technician, easily, I'd say 20, somewhere in the neighborhood of between 20 and 30 hours a week, easy. So.
Okay. Mr. Ost?
So, am I to understand correctly then that the city IT department would have 1,300 free hours on their hand moving forward? How does that get adjusted?
At this point, we're actually a little bit behind on projects. Currently, we do also maintain the cable access studio along with other developing facilities, including anything that might happen at the Civic Center or other new facilities. I don't know that it'd be a lot of free time. It seems like we're usually running to catch up on things, especially after the whole pandemic hit, and we had our busiest year yet, I think, as of 2020. So.
Okay, I may have chosen the wrong words to ask the question. I'm not saying that y'all aren't crazy. But there wouldn't be any staffing adjustment. You're not looking to eliminate a position.
That'd be correct. Currently, we only have two members on our staff in the IT department.
I think it's Mike and then Brian.
Mr. Oakens is on with us, I believe. Conversations with Mr. Oakens talking about the funding of this position and also talking with Chief Felt with a couple positions and retirements coming up. I'm not quite sure where you're going with this, Mr. Downs. Are you asking not to have a full-time position to the PD? Or are you saying to, I'm not quite sure where you're coming from. And I know that Mr. Oakens has mentioned that there is positions that are going to be, there's some retirements coming up and that there is a way to fund this new position. And this would be a new position, correct?
Yeah, this would be a new position, but the issue quite simply is if we don't hire this person, let's say until July 1st, instead of $100,000 a year, we would need $50,000 to fund it for 2021. And then in 2022, we would include that in that budget. And okay. Already January and February are almost in the books, we're into March. So that's two of 12 months that have gone by without filling a position. So a full-time position for half a year, we think we can make up what it costs for a full-time position for half a year within the police department budget based off of the timing of promotions and vacancies and non-use of payroll, such as work comp. If an officer goes on workers' compensation, they get paid. We have to pay maybe 6 or 7% to make up their full paycheck, but the insurance pays for 62% of their income. So anytime an officer goes on workers' comp, that's 62% of their income is saved by the city. So because officers get hurt, and sometimes they go on workers' comp and we have retirements and we have delayed filling and things of that nature, we think that a full-time position for half a year is achievable within the police department's current compensation line item. So there doesn't need to be more money brought in just to pay for this position. The PD payroll should be able to absorb it due to all these other things that occur in a normal year.
Yeah, that's what I just wanted to clear that up, because this was brought up because it wasn't even funded at all to begin with in the budget. And that's what we're talking about now, is refunding this and getting this back as a line item. In other words, a position, correct?
Well, it would have to, we'd have to amend the budget to include it. Currently, it's not in there. We would actually have to include it as part of the resolution adopted by the City Council, amending the 2021 budget. And we do this, every year. Now, this year, we'll have a resolution where a couple departments went over their budget amounts, and we'll have a resolution to fill those by the City Council, the overages. Basically, it's coming from the underages of other department budgets. So it's just an equalization. So we normally do a budget adjustment. It's normal to do. This would be one item found within that for 2021.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Ask?
I'd like to make a motion that the Labor Committee recommend the addition of a full-time forensic technology analyst to the Willmar Police Department.
I'll second it.
All right, motion made by Ask and seconded by O'Brien. Is there any discussion? Samantha? I can't hear you.
Sorry, forgot the mute. I did one thing I wanted to mention before we officially voted is there is a typo on the pay range. It should say pay range 7. The actual numbers are correct, the 2619 through 3609 an hour. That is correct, but just a typo, it should be pay range 7, not pay range 6. So if I can correct that before it goes to council.
All right, sounds good. Is there any discussion? All right, we'll do a roll call. Samantha, do you want to do that for me?
Yes, I can. Ask?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Butterfield?
Aye.
And Davis?
Aye.
That motion passes.
All right. And then are we going to discuss the administrator search brochure, or do we not have the new one?
Correct. We haven't gotten the updated one yet from Baker Tilly, so we can postpone that till the next labor committee. It is, just so you know, it is the same format as they did previously, but we updated the numbers, school attendance at Ridgewater and the public schools and things like that. So all those numbers were updated for 2021 numbers, but we can have that on a future labor committee since we don't have it ready yet from Baker Tilly.
Okay, sounds good. And then we're going to talk about the heat at City Hall. Oh, Mayor Calvin?
Thank you, Chair Davis, for the opportunity to speak to the question in regards to the brochure. I had asked a question at the City Council meeting, and I still have not received an answer on that, as to if we could do some things to encourage local people to attend. And I'm certainly hoping that the comments that were made at the last City Council meeting will be included in the brochure and not just brushed over. So I that's the reason I'm attending tonight, is to listen to that portion of the meeting. In the past, the mayor had a fair amount of input in the brochure being developed, that hasn't happened this time, so I'm concerned about that. Just want to make that publicly known.
All right, thank you. Any more discussion on that? All right, then City Hall heat. Mr. Grommets?
Yeah, it's cold at City Hall. Those of you that were on the City Council last year, I'll specify Vicky, but those that you may have watched the City Council meeting and or read the minutes, but we replaced a boiler at City Hall, and it was two boilers, and we said one was redundant. So we only need one just to get by until we build a new City Hall and determine what we're going to do with the old City Hall, et cetera, et cetera. We could even have picked up the new boiler and taken it to the new City Hall. That was the whole concept, that we might use it if we tore old City Hall down, et cetera. So the bottom line was this. This cold spell occurred, and the one boiler really is not keeping up, and the second boiler we did not install. We always use the term redundant. It was the backup, but in fact it really wasn't the backup. It was the boiler that worked with the single boiler that we currently have to increase the heat, so there it was warm enough at City Hall so the employees didn't have to have space heaters. And we've come to that realization over this last week, We do have a project going in that's going to put some pumps in, and that potentially is going to maybe even make things worse by running the water through faster, which it never has time to heat. And hence, we really do need two boilers or one large boiler to take care of the problem. Mr. Christensen is with us tonight, and he has some information, but it looks to me like, you know, $13,000 can solve our problem. We can have it installed on Thursday if I give the go ahead to do it right now. I have talked to Andrew Plowman, city councilor, who is the chairman of Public Works, and he said, by all means, the heat at City Hall with employees working there is important enough to put on labor tonight. And there's two things that could happen. The first thing would be, city administrator, you have up to $25,000 worth of spending ability, and this would fall under that $25,000. Get it done so we have heat at City Hall. In the alternative, the next step back would be to put it before the labor committee, have discussion on it, and take it to the city council next Tuesday so it could be installed the following Thursday or Monday or whenever they can schedule it in. And so I wanted to have that discussion. I wanted to get some direction so Sean can then make the appropriate telephone calls and get on with heating City Hall. Currently, I think we've got all the electric baseboard heaters and under the desk space heaters. They're all plugged in, and they're trying to maintain heat at City Hall. That by itself is not the safest thing to have, to be quite honest. And we have to do something. So that's what the issue is. Sean, did you have any other information that you wanted to include?
No, I think you pretty well covered it. The reason I look this way is I'm sitting at City Hall and it's kind of cold in here. So no, that is not the case. I'm actually at a hockey game. So no, I think Brian covered it pretty well. We've got, in fact, that first blush of number of the 13,000 and looking at the original bids for two boilers versus one, I think we can get that closer to 11,500. Not that, you know, $1,500 isn't much at this point when you're talking about heat and comfort level for the employees, but just that would be the only little correction I would say or additional information I would give is that we might be able to get that down off of that $13,000 number and, you know, provide or given the direction tonight.
Councillor O'Brien.
What kind of a motion do you need? I need a motion to purchase this boiler. Is that what you need?
Well, I don't think we actually need a motion. I think if everyone feels comfortable with me going ahead and getting it ordered and installed on Thursday, just nod your head and I'll take that as direction.
Yes. I just got a new furnace in my house and I'm nice and warm and cozy. So I think you guys should all be warm and cozy too.
All right. I think we'll proceed in that direction to get that that fixed so we can get her above 62 or 63 at City Hall.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Do we have anything else? Any miscellaneous, Samantha? All right.
I got one thing.
Sure, Mr. O'Brien.
I'd just like to thank Chief Felt and Mr. Schmiebe for attending this meeting and all the work they do for our city and all the work they have done in the past.
All right. Is there anything else? I think that's everything. Then I'll move to adjourn.